Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Hebrews chapter number 13. We're going to try to get through the first three verses today. I wanted to get through a lot this morning in Hebrews 13, but I got hung up again. There's so much here. So we'll just read the first three verses and see what the Lord has for us this morning. Hebrews chapter number 13. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Now, when we get to chapter number 13, it seems to be kind of disconnected from the other 12 chapters. It's kind of a different, different direction. It seemed like the Apostle Paul, who I believe wrote the book of Hebrews, seemed like he's going a different direction. But when you look at it overall, no, he hasn't become disconnected from the rest, and he's just not trying to put last minute information. He connected chapter number 13 with chapter number 12, which connects to chapter number 11. Remember, Paul intends for the lives of believers to be measured by their faith. That's what Hebrews chapter 11 was all about. Remember, faith, by faith, by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. That was in chapter number 11. So we see faith in chapter number 11. We see hope in chapter number 12. We looked at that here last couple weeks at chapter number 12 about hope and all the things we looked at there. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and how great things are laid up in store for us. And then we come to chapter number 13. We see this issue of love or charity. So you see faith, hope, charity. And these three, and the greatest of these is charity and love. So he kind of pulls it all together. And it says, let brotherly love continue. It's these three remaining spiritual gifts, faith, hope, and charity, that allow believers to have the greatest impact on those around them. When we talk about spiritual gifts, there's three that remain what we call those spiritual gifts that will be the supernatural gifts. Faith, hope, and charity. We believe that the speaking in tongues have been done away with. Healings, these faith healers, we believe that has been done away with. And so much we could talk about that. But, you know, when Christ comes, we no longer need faith and hope. Only thing that will remain for eternity will be love. And so that we get this section of Scripture, and by the way, when we talk about brotherly love, there's a fella by the name of Brother Berthoff. He went home to be the Lord a few months ago. I did go to Bible college, and he was my Bible teacher in a couple different classes that I had. And I remember the very, very, very first day I was in Bible class. He had written on the chalkboard, and that's how long it's been since I don't think we use chalkboards anymore. But anyway, it was written on chalkboard. People don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. Now, he got that from somebody else. I know that came from someone else. But I saw that, and that was the first time years ago that I ever seen that statement. And that has stayed with me, that people don't know how much you care. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that's the issue of what we're talking about, love here. Let brotherly love continue. Now, again, I told you I read a lot of different commentaries. I have a bunch. I had them laid out the other day, just piled up. And I was just amazed. Nobody had mentioned this. Maybe somebody in the past had mentioned this. But I think he wasn't just talking to those believers who was in the church. I think he was also referring about loving each other in the church. I think he's also referring to those who had left the church. Remember, the book of Hebrews is talking to those believers who were under persecution and difficulties. And a lot of them went back to the temple worship, sacrificing lambs, you know, again. And I believe he had these people also in mind, that they left that assembly and they went back. And I wouldn't doubt there was some animosity among those believers. Kind of like it would be, it's just human nature, if you will, that if somebody was to leave this church, that we would tend to push them away. Are you know what I'm talking about? That, well, they're gone and now we just leave them alone. I believe this is part of that message that he had here about let brotherly love continue. Even though they're not in our assembly, they're still our brothers in Christ. They're still our sisters in Christ. They still are in God's family. And so we need to let brotherly love continue, where the thought is we ought to love one another regardless. And by the way, isn't that hard to do? Amen, preacher. It's so difficult. It's easy to love those who are lovable, those who love you back, but those who you turn get turned sideways with or who are turned sideways with you. Now, we're talking about believers here, okay? We're to love everybody. But he said, let brotherly love continue. The word brotherly love here is that word in the Greek language, Philadelphia. I may have pronounced it wrong. It's how you say it, Temple Philadelphia. Pretty close, yeah. Literally, that Philadelphia is a city of brotherly love there in Pennsylvania. So they get the name from that. And he's talking about within the God's family, we're to love everybody. I mean, love everybody. We may not love their actions. We may not love the sin, but of course we're to love everybody. But I think he's narrowing it down to those brothers and sisters in Christ. Even if they don't agree with you. Now, there's a lot of people who we don't agree with. Okay, and I'm talking even Baptists. I saw something last night. I showed Kyler was at the house, and we saw a neat little movie. I forget, that Ringing Them Bells or something like that nature. And before he left, I wanted to show him something really neat. It's kind of a comical thing about how a Calvinist should pray. All right, I don't know if you've ever seen, it's kind of a play on the Calvinist would thank the Lord for some things and all. You have to look it up. It's really, really funny. Anyway, even though they don't believe like I do, we ought to love these people. Okay. Again, I'm struggling to say the right things this morning about even if they don't. Okay. I believe once saved, always saved. Amen. That's never going to change. There's a lot of people who believe you could lose your salvation. Okay. I hate to be in that camp. But you know, we're still to love them as brothers and sisters in Christ. But we, as pastors, as preachers sometime, throw stones at those other people because they ain't like us, okay? And so as I was studying this week again, it kind of hit me because you know how I am sometimes about other denominations and all. But we're still to love them. Let brotherly love continue. You know, love, let me add this one to you. Love covers a multitude of sins. You ever read that? When you love somebody, you're able to forgive them. And that's why I think he's thinking, not just in an assembly of those who are still gathered together, but those maybe who left that assembly and went back to worship, taking those little lambs. I think he said, listen, let it still love them. Let it continue. The word continue literally means to remain, to abide, not to perish, to last and to endure. We're to love our brothers and sisters in Christ no matter what, even those who have left us.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us for our annual World Mission Conference from January the 22nd through the 26th. That's Monday through Friday, the 22nd through the 26th at 7 p.m. each evening. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.